Hello, Audio Boo, Puari here. It is Thursday, the 1st of March, and it's just coming up to 11 o'clock in the morning, and this is my Audio Boo. Yes, I cocked up February, didn't I? Hasn't been a particularly good month for me. I wasn't very well. Lots of problems with work being messed around, And then I got ill and spent about 2 weeks where I've been having migraines on and off and having sort of sinus problems and just not generally been a very happy person. So I haven't felt really in the mood to boo. I am horribly, horribly behind in listening to things. I'm slowly catching up. I may have to just give up and skip a load. So yes, suffering Puari syndrome as well. So I haven't booed, but it's the first of the month today. So I thought I'd quickly boo a resolution summary for February. Thankfully, completing February wasn't on my New Year's resolutions, otherwise I'd have failed that. But the three resolutions I've made are going okay, not brilliantly this month, but okay. And the first resolution I had, for those who haven't been listening, is I was going to clear my credit card debt. It's been a really tough month financially. We've had a lot of unexpected stuff come up, and most of my budget categories were completely blown out of the water by the end of it. I think yesterday I had to try and get the shopping in for the week, and I had about £50 left in the budget. And I had to go over that because I just couldn't do it for that money. So I had to add stuff back onto my credit card to cope for the month. But that said, looking at my credit card balance, it has gone down the last month. I have broken through a psychological barrier in terms of the number. And also I have lost a total of 15% since the beginning of the year off my credit card. So I've got through 15% of that debt. So not as spectacular as it ought to have been, but still the number's ticking down. So I'm still making progress. So that's the important bit. My second resolution was to simplify my life. Well, being knocked out for a couple of weeks, being ill, but still having to go to work during it kind of forced that to the forefront, and I had dropped a lot of stuff during those 2 weeks, including booing and exercise and all sorts and other activities just to survive. Not been particularly pleasant. I have been better at sorting out cleaning routines, where I've always been a do a little bit at a time sort of person, just to keep on top of things. But that's not working very well with odd shifts. So I've been having a day, the first day off of the week, I have just doing a big blitz of cleaning top to bottom, so I can ignore it for the rest of the week, which has been an adjustment, but I think it's working better. And it's meaning that then any other days off in the week are completely days off, and I can focus on other things and focus on just of getting some sleep or chilling out, as I haven't been very well. But yes, hopefully I can then convert them to writing or other projects. So yes, I'm hoping to get back on track now and start fitting in some of the other things I want to achieve outside of work in those days. My final resolution was to regularly challenge my damaging self-beliefs. Not sure I've done a great deal of work on this. As I say, I've not been a very, very happy person over the last couple of weeks. But I was listening yesterday to last week's Back to Work podcast, and it really inspired me. Merlin Mann was talking about the concepts of dignity and agency in jobs you're not happy in. And it's really sort of challenged me to look at things in a different way. And I think this month coming, I'm going to make it my acting positive, even if I don't feel like it month, just because I think that will make a big difference in the way I'm seeing things. So, yes, I'm running out of time, so I'll stop there and I'll try and catch up with everybody soon. Bye now.